Hey everybody, it's Jeff from J2K Podcast. I wanted to apologize to y'all. We're sorry about last week. Had some unforeseen circumstances happen and we were unable to put a cast out last week. But we are going to go live here in a little bit. Well, we're not going live. We're going to record a podcast. I think go live is something that me and Cindy Garvin do on Facebook. Something like that. Anyway, I think you'll be delighted and hopefully entertained. And it's going to be episode 27. And we'll see what happens. All right. Peace out.
Before, you just take Windex to it and you just got to clean the inside. I open it up and I stick my hand in there.
Hey, everybody. Oh. Welcome to the podcast. It's J2K. It's J2K Podcast,
featuring
all your favorite guests and stars and people. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And tonight, Corrine's not with us. We miss you, my dear. Hope everything's well. Oh, so yeah. Apparently, Christine's not cleaning the fireplace windows, or she is, and you don't want her to. That's how we started this show.
I don't know when you started it, but if it started with, I just stick my hand up in there.
That would be right in line with our usual.
Exactly.
So the Corrine's not with us. It reminds me, sometimes when a guest comes in and asks for a specific person in my department, I'm like, they're no longer with us. What? What? Oh, they just stepped out for a break. They'll be right back.
Really horrible way.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I, I had stuff I was thinking about for this podcast, but then Justin showed up and couldn't get in because the ghosts were holding the door shut.
It's true. I tried to open the door. It wouldn't open.
Yeah, it
was felt like it was locked. Whoa. And then Jeff comes down and opens it right up, and he's like,
are you making me open the door now?
Are you making me open the door? Is that how this works?
Well... at least the ghosts are protecting us from intruders.
They're not protecting us from plant stealers, though.
It's because the plant was on the porch.
Ooh, it's growing big, too. I got a big fat daddy.
What is fat and growing?
The plant that I stole from you guys.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Plant stealer.
I got my hand all... when I stick my hand up in there...
Yep.
It grows big.
Big old fat daddy.
Yeah.
Big old fat daddy succulent.
So, but anyway, Justin showed up and he's... a couple different times had something that he talked about, he wanted to talk about. So, what do you got, buddy?
So, a couple of things. So, I used a phrase the other day, and the person I was with said that they had never heard that phrase and they didn't know what I was talking about. And I know the phrase, and even if I didn't know the phrase, I'd know how to answer it. So let me ask you guys.
Well, wait, is it a cultural, like, different parts of the country thing?
That's what I'm wondering.
Like, doing donuts or cutting donuts? Or
so, cookies. That's right. Here in Oregon, they call it cutting cookies, but in Missouri, well, in the rest of the entire country, I'm pretty sure, they call it doing donuts. Doing donuts in the parking lot. Doing donuts. So this phrase... so let's say you were going to ask somebody what they did last night. What did you guys do last night? Have you ever heard the phrase, what did you guys get up to?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
I have.
Thank you! Because I use that in my office.
Like, what did you get up to last night? And like, more like, what did you get into?
Or what did you get into? What did you get up to? What did y'all get up to?
I feel like even if you haven't heard that, you should know what that means.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, what are they up to? They're up to something. But what did you get up to last night?
Oh, man, did we cause some trouble.
So,
okay. The grandma and me, you know.
So.
Good gravy.
The person that I said that to, they responded, I don't know, 55, 60 miles per hour? That's not what I got up to.
That's a good reply, though.
And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, I don't use teenage lingo. Like, I don't know teenager lingo.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's not teenagerly. My dad says that.
Did you go, thanks, boomer?
So I said it at work in the office. I asked them the same question that I'm asking you guys. And the majority of people in my office, not only did they say they didn't know what I was talking about, they told me it sounded fucking stupid.
Well, let's put this in perspective. The people you work with, the things you do and say to them, would probably make it easier for them to do and say shit to you.
It's true. It's true.
You should probably not use them as your control subject in your experiments.
Okay, so I need you as an audience to do me a favor. Start using the phrase, "What did y'all get up to last night?" or "What did you guys get up to?" And that way I don't look like such a moron the next time I use it.
Well, and what we'd like
That's
you
your homework.
What we'd like you to do as an audience is you need to say it in the two different ways he did, as though you're a Jewish pharmacist or like a burly dude.
Ew, I was just wondering what you all got up to last night. What did you get up to? Oh!
Hey, what'd you guys get up to last night? This is Jeff.
Hey, hey, what's up? This is Jeff. Just wondering what you guys are getting up to.
Oh my god, the reactor's gonna blow.
Siri just thought I was talking to her.
I am curious if there's like an East Coast, West Coast variable to that. Because I feel like that might be an East Coast thing.
Oh, it could be.
I don't know. Because I've definitely heard of that before.
Yeah.
As opposed to like...
Something tells me I'm getting up to something good.
That's not the lyrics.
Those are the lyrics. The Beast Boy, the Beastie Boys sang about it. I love the Beastie Boys. Surf's up, baby.
Oh my god.
The Beachy Boys.
Beachy Boys.
Was that the song?
Sun tells me I'm getting up to something good.
So even That's like, it, those I don't are know, lyrics. The 50s, they had heard of that.
Yeah. That, those aren't the lyrics, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I totally believe you.
It's something tells me I'm into something good.
Oh,
right? Geez. Into something?
Your innocent naivety on stuff like that is
so,
gullible. Refreshing.
I also, like, don't fault me for not knowing the Beach Boys.
The Beastie Boys.
The Beachy Boys.
My parents know the Beach Boys. I don't.
Yeah, the Beastie Boys were
great,
man.
I mean, I'm old, I'm not that old.
Brian Wilson and the Beastie Boys. Love those guys.
Before his brain injury.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I am pretty gullible, though. I'll say, like, I fall for it a lot. Especially if, like, you've got good delivery.
Yeah, it's hard to tell when I'm joking sometimes.
I know, so I'm like,
babe, I think that, babe, I think that if you just deadpan say something to you, then yeah. You're gullible.
I know.
It doesn't matter if you're what your delivery is.
Yeah.
You just have to be straight-faced.
I don't know. Like, I just want to believe that everyone tells me the truth.
Yep, that's what I love about you. We're holding hands,
Mom and Dad, we're awkward.
Look at
you
guys holding hands.
So what else did you have?
So the other thing, the other topic of importance, I watched a new TV show on Netflix all the way through in 2 days.
Ooh.
A whole season. Ooh. It was that good.
Okay.
So a coworker tagged me on a Netflix trailer. It's a Norwegian Netflix original called Ragnarok.
Oh, I saw that on my recommended free.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I tried to
subtitles, or is it in English?
Okay, so this is the thing. I tried to show. Don't go look up a trailer on YouTube. Just go watch the show, because I tried to look up a YouTube trailer for my coworker to show them how cool it is.
It's a Marvel show.
Huh? It's not Marvel.
No, but that's what you get when you search it.
Oh no! It was the trailer, the Netflix trailer. If you Google Netflix Ragnarok trailer. But it was all in Norwegian.
Yeah.
It was all in, like, Swedish. So they're like, "Boing the dog, there's the dog, dog." So no. Swedish chef.
The board. Ragnarok, starring the Swedish chef.
So.
What's the beast of all?
And they talk so fast, the subtitles are going so fast you can't read it.
Oh, in the trailer?
In the trailer. So just do me a favor. Just go watch the whole fucking thing. What do you have to lose?
Watch
okay, wait,
next.
Hold on. Don't you talk yet.
Whoa,
no,
babe.
Don't you say anything, because I want to tell Justin something.
Don't you talk.
Don't you talk right now.
Don't tell me what
don't
you do.
Don't you talk, Jeff.
Hey, don't you director me while I'm directing you. So, it's a show, and it's in Norwegian, and it's subtitled.
So, it's...
And so, automatically, she's like, eh, nah.
Ooh.
Well,
nah, don't tell me. I had a show that was amazing subtitled, and you're like, eh.
So okay. This is the thing. It's not subtitled.
Yeah, it's...
It's in English?
It's overdubbed.
It's voiceover.
Oh, on Netflix, yeah. It's overdubbed. The trailer is subtitle only.
What was that show we were watching that?
So it's like watching that old...
It's like watching an old kung fu movie. Yes, it's so good.
And, okay, so...
But with white people.
The truth is about
and
the
subtitles. And no karate.
The truth is about the subtitles. There's an extra, like...
You're illiterate.
Factor.
Something you haven't told me?
You can't
I
read.
Can't read. No.
This is breaking news, everyone.
The truth is, when I watch TV, I'm also glued to my phone. So I can't watch a show that has subtitles, because then I also can't half watch my phone.
And it's horribly painful at a movie theater.
New rule. No phones.
Okay.
No phones when you guys are, like, sitting down, cuddling up, watching a show together.
Well, we watch some
It's a no phone zone, Christine.
I wasn't watching. We watched Vikings. I wasn't on my phone.
What about no phones? Don't you understand?
No phone.
Babe.
Zone. Babe.
No phone zone.
Oh my god. So it's good. So.
So what's the premise of the show? Without
yeah, because when you say Ragnarok, I'm thinking
Thor Ragnarok.
Like, yeah, Thor.
Well, I'm thinking Ragnarok is like the end of days for Vikings.
Ooh, yeah, it's the clash of the.
And is
gods.
That what the show's about?
So, it is about Norse mythology.
Oh, cool.
And what it would be like if there was a person with those powers today.
Oh.
It's
not
set
like,
modern day.
Yeah, it's an actual show, though. It's not like a what if. Like, what if we drain the oceans, what it would look like, those shows. It's a real show.
It's a
drama. With actors.
It's a drama, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's fictional drama, science fiction drama, action. They have, there's a lot to do with climate change in it, or pollution. Like most of the towns in that area, the whole town is ran by a giant factory. That's how they make their money. There's a giant factory keeping everything running. And that, a lot of the times those factories are like polluting the water and giving everybody cancer and, so it delves into that, and it delves into like old Norse mythology. Like it's not saying what if that stuff happened today. It's like what if that stuff was real, and it started coming around again today. You know, it's good stuff.
Cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
So when you were watching it, did it say, "Are you still watching?" Because you were watching it for so long.
No.
You do it in chunks.
Yeah, I didn't. I do. It. Oh, okay. I do it in chunks. That's what
like,
she
don't
said.
Don't judge me, Netflix. Yes, I'm still watching.
It's really chunky.
And I thought it was for kids. I thought it was like a teenager show. But I was like, you know, maybe in Europe, teenager shows are mature for mature audiences.
Yeah.
But people are like boning teachers and stuff. It's like,
oh.
Like students are boning teachers and stuff like that. So it gets a little risque.
It's young adult.
Well. Europe in that sense is so, like, in my eyes, so much more open-minded with, like, nudity and, like, curse words.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
You say the C word here, and people are, like, freaking out. Almost 80% of people
But you can
out.
Order a beer by saying that in England.
Yeah.
What?
I'll take a pint, you cunt!
Yeah, give me a pint, you cunt.
And they're like, coming right up, you cunt!
Hoi, tits, hoi!
What was that movie? They kept using that word we were watching. What movie was that? We were watching
See
something.
You next Tuesday?
C-U-N-T?
I don't know, but they kept using C-U-N-T in the movie, like, just as part of the end of the sentence. I was like, what? Was I watching that with you?
Probably one of those shows you watch without me that
probably.
I wish that I was watching.
My
like
sister
was
uses that.
Much.
My sister uses that word all the time.
Really?
The C word. But I have coworkers and no women that are like, if you say that, they will lose their shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my favorite word, but I don't lose my shit over.
Like men that are just the most disgusting, foul mouthed, will like make like homosexual jokes about other men and be like really derogatory about women. Like, but then you say the C word and they're like, oh whoa, big line you cross there, buddy, saying the C word. You fag.
What are you, retarded?
Exactly. You sound like a tard using the C word. Yeah, very inappropriate.
It was the gentleman. They said it a lot in that movie. The Gentleman.
The Gentleman.
We saw it.
Yeah, the movie.
In the theater right now. And they it's out in theaters. And they use the C word quite a bit.
Yeah, it's like London.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's distracting.
It is distracting. You guys, there's a ukulele sitting next to me and I have ADD.
That's what we forgot his squishy toys.
Where's your fidget spinner?
Well, I've been on a Joe Rogan podcast roll, and I've been selecting either people who are adventurers, outdoors people, or scientists that he interviews. Or, like, there's a guy he just did named Lex Friedman, and he is into AI, and talked about how most people freak out. They think of the Terminator scenario where the machines become self-aware.
Yeah,
and he talked about how that's such a far off idea. It's not even feasible. What you'd have to do to get something to be self-aware, how we store information, is not even possible. Computers are learning how to play chess, and he called it self-play, but for the computer to stop playing chess and to grab the gun and turn it on you is he was talked about more about algorithms that Facebook and YouTube and Twitter use to control people and to make them, to funnel them into certain ways of thinking. He said, I'm more scared of millions and millions of people thinking a certain way than I would ever be computers and that sort of, and AI. We know how to program them. But 50 billion or 50 million people, you can't stop that.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. It's not fucking robots taking over the world. It's us. We're the fucking scary thing.
We try to steer away from politics, and I'm not going to take a side or stance because this happens on both sides. But I was reading today that a news reporter created a fake name on Facebook, and they put a certain political party in. I'm going to say it could happen one way or the other. And immediately it was well, if you, Christine, no phone zone.
Oh, no.
I'm just joking.
So
they put that they were interested in a certain political party, and immediately it was well, if you like this, you'll like this, and this. So they liked those two. Well, it turned into a rabbit hole of extremism to where that they were getting onto some super extremist site, of Facebook pages that were had to screen who entered their group because they didn't want someone from the other side. They were so extreme.
Right.
And then
get people to strap explosives to them if they're from the other side.
It got to the point where where they were watching actual news of things that are really happening in the world. And then you go and watch it through those sites and see how twisted the view is for the other side. And man, there is a billion-dollar disinformation campaign on both sides.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the discussion also is about where's the line of policing Twitter, for example? Because free speech, to what degree? Where's the line? Because a lady was banned for life because she said a man can never be a woman. And so obviously transgender people were all up in arms.
Banned for life where?
Twitter.
From Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said, hey, you have to take that down. And she took it down, but she screenshotted it and then put it back up. And they're like, no, and they pulled the plug on her. But you also have on the other side is people just filled with hate, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
Spewing the different disinformation and, grooming people and so where's the line?
So the freedom of speech thing is a constitutional right.
Or
but
it probably has regulations.
But it's not, you can't just go anywhere and say anything. They can they can police what they want to,
yeah,
as they see fit. And I'm sure they try and do it with, like,
well, I'm not picking a side or...
No, exactly.
Or any of that. I'm not, like, trying to open a discussion about it, but, yeah, like, that's the...
I mean, she can...
I've been listening to podcasts like, yeah, that. It's making me think.
And she could probably stand on a corner by Center Street as cars go by at 5 o'clock holding their sign saying that, but...
Westboro Baptist Church, man.
Yeah, she exactly can't say that on Twitter because they have probably a huge disclaimer of stuff you're not allowed to talk about it.
I learned really quickly that there is freedom of speech and you can say whatever you want, but you might get your ass beat real quick.
Yeah. So, off of that topic, it's starting to get a little thick.
Wait, why? No.
No, that wasn't bad.
Felt like it was lighthearted. I'm just, yeah. I was joking at me getting my ass beat because I'm a smart ass.
Well, not that.
Oh.
It was... I don't know. I don't want to, like, have a debate about...
Let's keep it lighthearted.
I don't want to have a debate about that because I don't think either way. Like, my thoughts about all that shit are right down the middle, pretty much.
And I'm getting bored. I'm about to pick this motherfucking ukulele up again and start twanging on it.
No phone tone, no what? Ukulele tone.
Yeah. Was there, no anything, was there anything else?
On my list? There was. What's your stance on Velcro shoes?
Like shoes that you Velcro instead of,
like,
laces?
Yeah, at what point do... because there's a certain gap in ages where it's kind of like bragging about your age. People stop bragging about their age. And then they start when they're older again. Velcro shoes, it seems like children... it's okay for children to wear it. But at a certain point, it's usually only people with disabilities that are wearing those those Velcro shoes. Unless it's just, it ties up and there's one Velcro strap.
So Velcro shoes are not cool?
No, you just look like you have disabilities.
Oh, okay.
Well, the first, in the eyes of a lot of people, according to a lot of people.
The first thing I thought of is like the use, like the practical use of Velcro, like in sports shoes that you could use for.
Yeah?
And also, too, as a fisherman, I have wading boots and some of them have Velcro. To go over the laces so they don't catch on shit.
Oh, yeah.
But...
A lot of basketball shoes had that, too.
Other than that, I don't know if I have an opinion about it. My kid's mom, Barbara, her grandfather, Vern, was from Wisconsin, and their genealogy, I don't know, before that, and his wife, Ada. Like, when I was married to Barb, they were really old, and they lived in a trailer park. And I used to go visit them because nobody would come see them. Like, it was just rare. And so I was like, oh, and Vern, like, told great old stories about walleye runs out of the Great Lakes, like, up these streams. And he goes, we used to take a wheelbarrow down there and we'd pitchfork so many of them, they'd pitchfork them into the wheelbarrow and have fish fries. And I was like, oh my God, like,
that's crazy.
You ever fish for them? And he's like, why do that? We got a pitchfork. But he was old, and he loved smoking, and his fucking knees were going out. And he had edema from all that. Like, he was swelling. And so he had the Velcro shoes, but he cut the tops of the toes out so his feet could come out because they were swelling.
So swollen. Yeah,
yeah, he was, like, modified everything.
Make it work.
Yeah, and one of the greatest stories ever was... I would go salmon or steelhead fishing, and I would come and I'd tell him about it. And he just loved it. Like, you could just tell his eyes were light up, and I would just tell him, like, oh, I went up there and fished these holes. And so I'm telling him this, and Ada and Vern are sitting there. Aww.
Oh, they're holding hands again, you guys.
Sweet.
We feel uncomfortable. Me and the rest of the podcast listeners.
So,
you're making us uncomfortable.
So I tell this big story, and he's just like, yeah. And he's got a smile on his face, and Ada says, well, what do you got? Like, as in a story to tell me? And he looks over at her and he goes, nothing. I got nothing.
You told me.
Like,
that
it was towards the end of his life, man. For real. Like,
shit.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, God damn.
Totally,
and I'm just thinking to myself,
hear.
Ada, leave the guy alone. Like, he just wants to hear my Jeff Steelhead stories. That's all. He doesn't care.
His toes, like, are hanging out of his shoes.
He wants to hear those stories, and he wants to take his walker and go outside and smoke like a fiend.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, and then he just went downhill really quick. Like, he ended up, very soon after that, he was in a hospital bed in the front of the house, and he just stopped, like, intaking stuff and.
What amazing names.
Dwindled.
Though. Ada and Vern. I mean, that's like.
Vernard.
That's like a great couple name.
Well, and their last name was Rocco.
Oh.
Oh, Ada Rocco and Vern Rocco. Those are great names.
I know.
And he was like, he was a carpenter and he was a, you know, a handyman and he had like, he skill sawed part of his finger off
Damn
when
it.
He was younger, so he had like half a finger.
My neighbors across the street when I was growing up were Nettie and Yura. And when I went to go introduce, I was like 5 or 6, and I walked across the street and I was like, "Hey, how are you? My name's Justin." And he goes, "Yura." And I was like,
"A what?
I'm a what? You're a Gates. No, I'm a Justin."
Who's up first?
Exactly. Good job, Ben. And you were quick on that one. Sharp as a tack over here to my left.
How long did that go on for?
Just a couple of times before he was like, "No, that's my name.
You little shit.
My name is Yura."
You're like, "I'm 5. I don't get this yet."
Yeah. And he was like 85. I did. He worked on the railroad, and I got all his stopwatches when he passed.
Oh,
and like
so
a
cool.
Cigar box full of his pocket watches.
Cool.
That he used on the railroad.
I have one, my buddy, Jeff D. Shout out, Jeff D.
Jeff D.
You're still not here, by the way.
I know.
Jeff D.
Coming?
I met you once, but I love and miss you.
When he got married, he gave all of us pocket watches. Like,
oh,
really
awesome.
Cool fucking ones.
I know.
One, so.
Is so he wait. Still, he's not still married.
Yeah, he just got married last
summer. He just
summer.
Got married.
Jeff D. did?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know. Sorry, Jeff D. I haven't met your wife yet.
Erin, she's cool as shit.
I bet she is. Jeff is cool.
I have a question. Why does a railroad man need a pocket watch?
Trains are always on time, babe.
Trains are always on time.
Oh, the train should be here shortly. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. Do it again.
Oh, the train should be here shortly. Sorry.
Here's a nickel, Timmy. Buy yourself a licorice whip.
Oh, is that a newspaper? 5 bits.
By the way... Did we talk about where the term bits came from?
No, but it's 12 and a half cents.
12 and a half cents. So,
a bit is 12 and a half cents.
How do you know this?
So gold coins...
History, babe.
Gold coins, if something wasn't
it's
worth...
2 bits is a quarter.
...an entire gold coin, they would literally bite a piece of the gold coin off, and that is a bit.
Yeah.
That's where the term bit came
and
from.
And that's why people bite on coins to see if it's real gold, because it's soft.
Well, real gold coins are.
Yeah.
And silver. That's why when they flip them a coin, they're like, "Ank," do a little twisty tooth bite.
Seems like a very inaccurate.
A dear friend of mine, like, I'm in the recovery community, and you get coins for your years, and my good buddy, like, when he gets a coin, he takes it and he tries to bend it. Like, every time.
And it's like bronze and steel, like, no way he can bend it.
I think he probably could, but he stopped short.
My
some of the new ones are aluminum. They're not metal like the older ones. Like once you, it's like they don't invest a lot in the 0 through 9 months, and then once you get to a year, it gets heavier.
It's not like aluminum can.
It's funny though when he's trying to
so
bend it.
That's
funny.
A story about sober people in metal. My dad took a trip to Canada, a business trip, and went drinking with all the guys that he was on the business trip with, and one of the guys would smash a beer can with his forehead.
Oh,
he'd
my
put
soul?
It on
the,
no,
empty?
An empty beer can. He'd put it on the bar.
Yeah.
Aluminum can.
Oh,
he'd step on. And then he would smash his head down on it and squish the beer can.
Well, that's
and
like, if it's video, that's on ridiculousness.
Yeah.
So... What they didn't know is they were drinking Sapporo, and they were tin cans, and he cut a ring in his forehead and had to show up at the meeting the next day with, like, a ring missing out of his forehead.
Like how Riddick killed that guy in that movie.
Oh, I didn't watch Riddick. The Chronicles of Riddick?
It's the next one.
Pitch Black?
No, that's the first one. Chronicles
Pitch
of Riddick,
Perfect.
I think. That's the shit one.
Oh, okay.
But it's like he's in a prison... planet.
Okay.
And he takes a thing, he goes, "I'm gonna kill you with my teacup."
Ooh.
And then the guy lunges at him and he slams it down and goes like that and does whatever, sharpens it, and then sticks it right in his chest.
Ow!
And then kills him.
That's like the Joker, the Batman, that makes the pencil disappear.
Oh, yeah.
And the sticks it in the table and then smashes the guy's face down on it. Ta-da! Magic.
Is that the, like, Michael Keaton one?
Mm-mm.
Which one's that one?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
I do not remember that scene.
You probably weren't watching it.
I could have it on my phone.
It's where he's in the kitchen with all the bad guys and he's got the vest of hand grenades.
I watched that one in the theater, though. I wasn't on my phone.
No phone zone, babe. Come on.
No phone zone.
Babe!
I wouldn't have my phone on the theater.
So, my whole thing was there was love, music, and food was what I've been thinking about.
Lately?
Yeah, just as topics.
Don't you take my phone?
What?
Did you take my phone?
What do you need your phone for?
Where is it? I just realized I was missing. Where is it? No phone zone. You took my phone! Alright, whatever.
Wow.
Love, music, and food. Got it.
Jeff hid Christine's phone under his butt cheek.
And then I tooted on it.
We had some good food last weekend. Marrakesh.
Oh, yeah.
That's on my list of places in Portland after talking
to you. You and Emily gotta go.
Oh, it's so good. The experience is just so amazing.
So, and then the week before that, we didn't have the podcast.
Yes.
But.
And as the bumper to the show tells you, like, there was some technical difficulties with life, and we just didn't have
No, that was the same weekend. That was last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend we did the podcast.
But I came over and cooked for everybody.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my gosh.
I made chicken adobo in the pressure cooker.
So good.
And it was a new, I hadn't used a pressure cooker before, and I couldn't figure out if
it was good or not. The Chronicles of Pressure Cooker.
It worked. I'm a big dummy. I should have just listened to Jeff, but I thought it wasn't working.
Well,
hey, hold on. Stop, everybody. That doesn't happen a lot, what just happened.
Listening to Jeff?
I should have listened to Jeff.
Me admitting that I'm an idiot?
No.
Oh.
Somebody saying I should have listened to Jeff.
Oh,
I just
want to
take a moment. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Well, I know I don't say it a lot.
I know you don't say it hardly at all.
And then this week, Jeff cooked his dinner tonight.
I don't know if you could consider it that. The air fryer did everything.
I don't know if you guys have heard of an air fryer, but it fries food with air.
No way!
Jeff made us buffalo wings.
Well, no, just chicken wings, and then you applied the heat yourself.
I think all those are, I just call them buffalo wings.
Oh. Well, they come in a pack called party wings.
Party wings, because
they
can't use the term buffalo.
And it goes into your stomach, and then it comes out your butthole.
Yep. Keeps on partying.
I will say, though, I have bought a lot of, like, kitchen contraptions over the years. And the air fryer, by far, so far, has been the most used. I have an ice cream maker I never use. A blender, never use.
A pressure cooker,
like
they use once.
A pressure cooker. A crock pot.
Twice now.
Waffle maker. None of these things do I use. Oh, I use my George Foreman a lot. And I still have my George Foreman and
the
air fryer.
You should keep that George Foreman grill in your bedroom. and at night, you put bacon on it.
Ooh.
And then that way you can wake up to the smell of fresh cooking bacon. This is from The Office, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
I didn't know.
I love that. Anybody who's considering an air fryer, bite the bullet, buy it, you won't regret it.
Yeah.
It's easy to use, easy to clean.
So easy.
It cooks food really, everything that comes out of it tastes good.
I know.
You can make steaks in it.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I cooked pork.
Even Jeff can use it.
Yeah, hey. So...
joking. Jeff's a good cook.
Let's take a moment.
Yeah.
So, I know that everybody that listens to this, all 25 of you or whatever, like, know where we live, but we're in Salem, Oregon, in the J2K Podcast Studios. In Portland, Oregon, like a little less than an hour from here, is a place called Marrakesh Moroccan Restaurant. And it is basically an experience. And it is a 5-course meal. The building is decorated as like you're in a sultan's tent in the desert. And you go in and you sit down and the people are just like, take care of you. It's like you're their oldest friend.
And they're like, oh my gosh, come in. And they sit you down and they sit with you and talk with you and they wash your hands. They bring you bread. They
Moroccan food, right? Morocco?
Yeah, they bring you a lentil soup that, like, I would never order lentil soup. But this is just part of the deal. Like, there's the four of the courses, everything besides the main dish comes to you. You don't order it. It just is what you get.
And like
then you order the main dish. So
what are we talking price range here?
$21.95 per person.
Ooh,
or
that's
or 30 something. The Groupon's available again.
Ooh,
get
great.
A Groupon for it.
I know everyone had the Groupon.
But it's worth it. $21.95. Like, oh my god.
Both of us
so
ate
it.
And we each got a beverage and it was under $50.
I like it.
So, although so it's funny, so you go in and there's part of the restaurant has couch seating. It's this like single couch along two sides.
You're really gonna go here?
I am. Because it's funny. And then the rest of the seating are singular tables with little like
ottomans.
Like ottoman type hassock kind of like short, like stubby chairs.
They call that section the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah. So when we sit down, we get there, it's like we have a 5 o'clock reservation. There's maybe five groups in front of us, and then when we get sat at a table with just two of the ottomans, and the rest of the restaurant is like wide open. And Jeff's like, I need to sit in the little couch thing.
My foot was going numb because I'm fat,
and
I'm not bendy. I don't stretch.
That part.
I don't exercise. Like, this is another topic that we should talk about. Like my decrease in health.
Your degeneration?
Yeah, I'm headlong into diabetes.
The beatus.
Yeah, I'm going to have to order my testing supplies in the mail.
Can I finish telling my story?
Yep, go ahead and make fun of me some more.
I'm not making fun of you. The story is super funny.
That's cool.
So we're sitting at the thing, and Jeff is like to the server, is there any way we can move to that table over there? And the server.
Or anywhere with a couch.
Or anywhere with like a couch. And the server's like, I don't know. So then he comes back.
No.
And so let me check.
The server says.
Let me check.
We have a reservation.
He
said we have a reservation there. And the belly dancing starts around 6. And the reservation's at 6. So you would have to leave before the reservation got there. And so you'd miss the belly dancing. I'm like, well, we can't do that. Because the belly dancing's part of it.
Okay. So then he comes back a few minutes later after, like, Jeff is sitting, like, so uncomfortably in that chair. You can tell he's irritated. He's got, like, he's not sitting straight onto the table. He's sideways. He's got his arm kind of leaning over another couple's backside of the couch. Anyways,
I don't even know who you are right now.
The story is hysterical. So this is the point I'm getting to. So the server comes up and he's like, turns out that reservation canceled. I can move you, sir.
Yes.
So he...
Yeah, buddy. That's
so
what I thought.
We get to the table and he's like, takes our order and he goes, do you want anything to drink? And I go, oh yeah, actually I would love some of the hot tea you have. And he looks at me and he goes, I will get it on the house for you.
Yeah,
just me.
Like having to deal with this
just
fucking
me.
Guy.
And it was almost, so after he leaves, Jeff is like, it's because you have to deal with me. He is buying you a drink. Like, the server felt bad for me.
Yeah.
Was that the way he said
He's
it?
He's like, I will get this for you on the house.
Yeah.
He looked at me.
He gave you a look?
He kind of looked, gave me a look.
He gave me a look.
But he was joking, too. It was like, that's part of the thing. It
and
was
then,
so amazing.
And then he goes, well, I would have liked some tea. And I go, well, maybe he'll bring you some. And then he only brought one. It was really funny.
It was super cool.
I don't know.
It was like almost like the soup Nazi guy.
No tea for you.
But yeah, that place is amazing. Like, you owe it to yourself to go experience it because it's so good.
So, and I've talked about this on the podcast before when we had, what's the gentleman's name from security? Matt Gaines?
Just Matt.
Matt, when Matt came over, we talked about the, what's it called? Dick's Last Resort. Have you guys heard of Dick's Last Resort?
Well, we talked about it on the podcast, but is it a restaurant?
It is a restaurant. And the theme is they come out and make fun of you. Hardcore. Like,
wow, I don't know if I like
really
that.
Sexual stuff. Like, if you order a Coca-Cola, they'll bring you... That's their shtick. You order a Coca-Cola, they might bring you something like a root beer. And when you complain about it, they're like, just drink it, pussy. You know, that's a shtick. Wow. They're, like, mean on purpose.
Yeah.
And it's... The people that do it are hilarious. But when we went, it was in Nashville, and it was me, my friend, and his wife, the only three people in the entire fucking restaurant.
Oh, no. It was at like all ganged up on you.
It was at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something on a Tuesday. You know, on like an off day. No. They were like, if there's only one, you know, they're like, do you care if we just hang out with you? Like, the servers were sitting at our table just hanging out with us.
Oh, that's funny.
And we loved it. Like,
we don't need to be on right now, do we?
Yeah, exactly. That was a feeling. That was a feeling. So we just got to hang out with these people, and we didn't, like, they were like, nah, we don't need to do this shit. Like, they made us the hats and everything. Uh-huh. They make you hats that make fun of you, you know.
Wow, it's like really pouring rain.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that's rain.
I thought it was a car driving by.
Oh, whoa, it's coming down out there. Is that hail?
It's a storm.
Man, it was hailing here a couple weeks ago. Probably about a month ago at this point.
Yeah, a couple weeks. 2 months ago.
It was scary.
Here, let's light it up.
Oh.
It's hailing.
Is it hailing?
Yeah.
It's like 50 degrees out too.
That's babe.
Jeez, babe.
It'd be okay to drive in the hail?
It's an ice storm.
It should melt in no time since it's 50 out. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jeff has had the headlamp and he put it in strobe mode.
One of the topics was music.
Speaking of music, Jeff, you wrote a new song. Let's jam on that later tonight.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about Omzi or no?
Ooh, Omzi, yeah. Oh, the bugs you guys saw.
Yeah.
Talk about the bugs.
Again, for those of you who live in Salem. Babe! I have never been to OMSI before.
What's OMSI?
Oregon Museum of Science Industry.
Science and Industry.
Science and Industry. And I've never been there, although driving by the bridge, I'm endlessly curious about the submarine I see. So we decided it was supposedly, well, it wasn't supposedly, it was free day at the zoo last Saturday. So we wanted to go there. However, being Oregon in February, it rained. And we decided to forego the zoo and the rain. And
it was February 1st, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we decided to hit OMSI. And it was super interesting. They had a local artist. I guess they have one main feature exhibit there at periods of time. And this particular exhibit was a local artist from Oregon. And he is a little older, and in his previous lifetime, he was like a model and traveled a lot of different places around the world.
Older, like he's younger than me.
I know, he's probably like in his 50s, early 50s.
Late 40s.
Late 40s. And as a child, he had a fascination with drawing monsters and things like that.
He didn't like bugs.
And he didn't like bugs, but as he started traveling and he'd be out in these like exhibits doing photo shoots, he'd come across all these amazing looking...
Not exhibits, but exotic places.
Did I say exhibits?
Yeah.
Locations, doing photo shoots and such. He would come across all these interesting moths and beetles and things like that. And then he just fell in love with bugs and creatures because they reminded him kind of monsters and like dinosaurs and things like that.
And there's a little movie explaining it all.
Oh my god,
before you go in, and we're both crying.
I know, because he's talking about find something you love in life, and like the thing that spoke to me was he's like, I hope within this exhibit you find something that speaks to you that you can connect with from my art.
And that sort of shit, I'm like,
I know, and I'm like, oh my god. So I want
connection.
So in the exhibit, there's all sorts of bugs. There's butterflies and seahorses. And there's, like, animals, like snakes and crabs. But the coolest part were the beetles.
They're dead and preserved displayed.
Yeah, and they all are, they die, they've all died naturally. And then he collects them in various ways.
Some are displayed in an artistic way. And some are displayed as though they are alive.
Still alive.
Like snakes slithering across the ground. But they're framed.
And they're backlit in such a way. And who knew beetles were so beautiful? There's so many
that
different
translucent
colors.
That green, yeah, red, and blue, yeah, and purple color. Yeah.
And it was funny because, you know, I've always been curious as to why fishing plugs are like bright.
It's my favorite part.
Or gold.
She
or
looked
green
at me.
And I saw the beetle and I go, I
Christine
get it.
Christine looked at me and she goes, now I understand why the fishing plugs look like that.
Because I never understood why a fish would bite a bright pink thing, but now I see a beetle that's
fishing
bright.
Plug, you, a lure?
Like the lure. Well, they're called plugs, like when you...
That green, that really metallic green shiny color,
yeah,
is just deadly for steelhead.
Yeah. But why are they called
deadly
plugs?
We call it big fish green, that color.
Backtrack, why do you call it a plug?
Because it's just like a little thing. Yeah. It's like a plug. Yeah. I mean, that's what they call them, but it dives down and wiggles.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was really cool.
My girlfriend and I use one of those.
Yeah. Does it have a tail on it?
When we go fishing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did you go? Oh, you were... That is terrible.
Christine.
Christine, you're so dirty.
Naughty.
Okay, so...
Anyway.
For those of you who have a chance, I would recommend it. It's so interesting. Two floors, like unbelievable amounts of
art. Yeah, they sent me pictures of some of the exhibits, and they're even the pictures are beautiful. Maybe we can post something on our J2K site.
So then, as part of the
Instagram,
part is OMSI, you can pick like your experience. So we decided to do the submarine tour. But the best part, the funniest part about the submarine tour is Jeff and I both gained some weight since we started dating.
What I like to say is, I fell in love, love brought food, and I fucking ate it.
So, we go to buy the tickets, and I say to the, how did that go? I say to the lady, I'm like, will we fit?
And the lady looks us up and down from behind the desk. Top to bottom, she goes, you should be all right.
Oh my God.
So then, you meet for your, they set us up for the 2:30 tour, and we're going around the museum, we get ready for the tour. The tour meets in this one spot, and before you go down in the boat, they have like a fake doorway.
Can I take over?
Yeah.
So I'm joking with the old guy that's giving us, he has to give a spiel before you go. I'm like, yeah, the lady was like, we thought we were too fat, and she looked us up and down, and he goes, well, funny you should mention that, because you have to go through this, and if you fit through this thing, then you can go on the sub. If
that's
you don't
like
fit,
doorway.
You can't go in there. And I'm like, oh, like that. And he thinks I'm raising my hand. He goes, oh, you can go first. And everybody's like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Our whole like group of like 12 people watches.
Jeff had his hands raised up like, I don't know about this. But the guy thought he was volunteering to go.
And I fit right through there, but it's, you know.
It was tight.
It's tight in the sub.
I will say the doorways were easy. There were parts where the stairs were very tight. And very vertical, like the incline was super steep.
Like almost a ladder.
I could not be in a submarine.
I would, it's way, and you have to, I'm not very tall, but I felt like I had to duck down a lot. I can't imagine, these guys are in subs for like 3 months.
Yeah, I know some people that have been on nuclear submarines and are crazy.
Well, those are massive.
They are huge, but you're underwater for months.
Yeah.
So, one of the funny parts was we got to the torpedo room, which is in the front, down below the where the periscopes are. And I got to look through a periscope, which was super fucking cool.
Did they take it out in the water?
No, it's in the water.
It's in the water, but they don't take it out and
it's attached.
That was so cool though if they did.
Yeah, it would.
But, like, as a kid, you remember the little things you could make with the mirrors or, like, periscope? But, like, I looked through a and submarines periscope. Like that's
got a video of
that's
it.
That's bucket list.
When he's like done, he goes, that's cool.
I was like, that's so cool. Yeah. You can see like Portland skyline, you're in the water.
Yeah.
Anyway, below that, and the main bridge you couldn't go up to. They wouldn't let you. But below that was the torpedo room. We go in there and the torpedoes are massive.
They're so big.
And they have several different kinds. And then, you know, you walk straight down and there's three levels and three torpedo holes where they shoot the torpedoes out of. And the middle one was empty and the door was open. And there was a kid that goes, what's that go to? And the guy goes,
That's how we get out of the submarine if we're trapped down in the water. If we're at 500 feet or less, we can use this breathing device. And if we're up to 1,000, we can use this one. And I'm just like, oh shit, can you imagine? Like, get in the torpedo thing, they shut the door, and they fill it with water, and then you swim out.
Crazy.
And yeah. Like, they had really weird things. Like, they would have more guys on the boat than there were sleeping quarters, and the sleeping quarters were
super because of rotation.
Tiny. So you would have to, like, the bed themselves, I think, were 6 feet 1 inch long, and it's like kind of like an RV sized bed.
I'm
so
looking at it.
So if you're taller than 6'1",
and I don't
you're
think
like
I'd fit.
Crouched in there, and then they would do like you said, sleeping rotations.
What was 6 on 12 off?
Yeah.
So.
You would go into a bed after someone was just sweating in it for like 6 hours.
Yeah, they call it hot racking.
Yeah, it was gross. And then there were a couple beds literally on the torpedoes, like above the torpedoes.
And he said that's where like Navy SEALs would fucking, because they transport like those secret op dudes on a submarine, and then they go out that fucking torpedo hole. They're like, all right, we're close to the shore, and they're like, all right, later.
Can you? I don't know how restful.
And they'd sleep up while the torpedo shit, like not hang out with anybody and fucking go do whatever they were gonna fucking do.
Nuclear warhead.
Secret fucking op shit. Yeah, dark web.
Oh my god.
Back in the day.
It was cool though. I recommend anybody.
Yeah, submarine is super cool. It's. Yeah. Super cool.
Super cool.
It's real cool.
It was neat. Like, there's a couple places where they let you sit like you're pretending like you're, like, you know, running the place. And they have so many dials and gadgets and buttons and levers. I'm like,
what
how?
Do they have?
The how.
Buttons?
Buttons. Like, how would you even know what does what? I mean, there's, like, 100 buttons up there. It was really interesting.
Buttons and dials.
I enjoyed that a lot. I've never been on a submarine before, so.
Stick with me, kid.
Bucket list.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
Well, everybody, I think that's probably all we got for today. We're going to go away for just a second. We'll be right back with a song. Well, it's that time when we do the song thing.
It sounded like one of these.
I almost crap my pants.
I forgot you taught me how to do that. Okay.
So, on this show, we are on Facebook and Instagram.
MySpace.
And we haven't got a MySpace yet. We're still looking into that. We're on Twitter. And it's all at J2K Podcast or J2K Podcast. And we, almost forgot. Royce, I am so sorry.
Royce,
my friend Royce, sent me an email because we met with him after OMSI that night. And he sent me an email, said, Jeff's yelled at me because he's like, he said something to me about the podcast. And I said, well, send us a fucking email, man. Like, don't be rude. And so then he sent an email like, you yelled at me.
Oh no.
And he said he's also a farter. So Royce, we feel ya. Thank you for sending us an email. All you other people that don't send us emails, fuck all y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4.
J2K. J2K. Use the phrase, what did y'all get up to?
What'd y'all get up to?
Also, get yourself some Velcro shoes.
And cut the toes out. Cause I got edema!
J2K. J2K. Do yourself a favor. Go and eat at the Marrakesh Moroccan restaurant. Oh, and hey, go check out OMSI's Exquisite Creatures Bug Exhibit.
J2K.
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 J2K. J2K.
okay.
Miss you, Kareem.
Do yourself a favor and send us a fucking email.
You know, yeah, I'm getting sick of this
shit. Why aren't you emailing us?
Why aren't you telling your friends about us and blowing us up? Like, if you could make us money from this podcast, it would get better, I swear.
It wouldn't be as shitty.